Welcome to this edition of SKNIS Week in Review, a program highlighting the top stories of the work of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis for the past week. Here's a look at some of the highlights for the week of August 21st to 27th, 2020. 37th anniversary of independence reflective of new normal. Minister Powell urged citizens and residents to adhere to health protocols as schools reopen. Groundwork being laid for functioning of new government ministry. And Ministry of Education implements shift system for the reopening of schools in September. I am your presenter, Sherma Matthew. Activities for the 37th anniversary of St. Kitts and Nevis's independence celebrations will reflect the new normal created as a result of COVID-19, said Minister of Health and Chair of the Independence Committee, the Honourable Akila Byron Nisbet.
The calendar for this year's celebration will not be as extensive as we have grown accustomed to. However, we will ensure that we still do justice to the celebration of our 37th anniversary. We are cognizant of the limitations which have been imposed, be it financial or due to our new health considerations, and have been working towards creating a calendar that would allow us to celebrate the true meaning and essence of independence in a more innovative way.
Minister Byron Nisbet said that the main calendar items, namely the Independence Church Service, the National Heroes Day Ceremony, the Prime Minister's lecture series, and the Independence Day Parade will remain. The 37th anniversary of independence will be celebrated under the theme Resilience, Innovation, and Security for Independence 2020. As the Ministry of Education prepares for the reopening of schools in September, Minister of Education, the Honourable Jonelle Powell, is urging citizens and residents to play their part in ensuring that all health protocols are adhered to.
It is incumbent on me to remind everyone that what happens in the weeks ahead is largely dependent upon each of us. Our actions and continued diligence to social distancing, taking all necessary precautions to keep each other safe. It means wearing masks, washing hands, and being honest about our health assessments, staying home and quarantining when necessary. Parents and guardians, you are the strongest allies by conducting daily morning temperature checks and providing extra vigilance to help ensure that healthy children are boarding school buses and entering school buildings.
The Education Minister said that the Ministry of Education offers an approach that they hope will lead to more face-to-face school time for the nation's children. The Ministry of Education has implemented a shift system for several primary and secondary schools in St. Kitts because of spatial issues concerning physical and social distancing protocols. The Washington Archibald and Bastia High Schools, as well as the Tucker Clark, Sandy Point, and Dr. William Connor Primary Schools, and the Cotton Thomas Comprehensive School, will be a part of the shift system when school reopens in September.
We take this opportunity to crave the understanding of parents and students within our high schools as work will commence in the TVET spaces. This is to help provide for better classrooms that are conducive to learning. So, we will have to endure a bit of inconvenience just for a few months, because we are grateful for this.
Dr. Isaac said that parents will receive additional information on the shift system at the respective PTA meetings. The policies guiding the operations and programs of the new Ministry of Entertainment, Entrepreneurship and Talent Development are being advanced as the government works to fulfill its mandate to promote and enhance opportunities for creatives. The Honorable Akilah Byron Nisbet is the minister charged with leading the new ministry. She stated that there was no budgetary allocation for the government ministry as it did not exist in 2019 when the budget was passed. Funding measures are being reviewed as the groundwork for the establishment of various divisions is being considered.
It is the aim of the ministry to be able to provide support to persons, especially innovation, creatives such as musicians and artists and videographers and you name it. And we want to be able to provide you with the support necessary to allow you to be able to grow your business or even to be able to market your business.
Individuals will have the opportunity to weigh in on some of the services provided by the new ministry. Town hall-styled meetings will be held shortly to gather the opinions and suggestions of persons about how the ministry should evolve and grow. The borders of St. Kitts and Nevis remain closed to regional and international passengers. However, nationals of the Twin Island Federation are free to return home, provided they follow specific procedures and protocols designed to protect against the importation and spread of COVID-19. Chairman of the National COVID-19 Task Force, Abdiel Samuel, said that citizens wishing to return should visit the following webpage to submit the information that is required.
If you make any submissions via email for repatriation to St. Kitts and Nevis, you will be reverted to the online process. So you are asked to go to the website, which you see at the top of your screen, covid19.gov.kn/repatriation-form/. And once you get to that particular site, then you will proceed in filling out, completing the form. Again, if you continue to send emails requesting for repatriation, you will be reverted. And you are asked to give 48 hours to get a response to your submission. I'm appealing to all who are desirous of returning to St. Kitts and Nevis to use these means for repatriation purposes.
Requested fields include personal details and contact information, emergency contact, residency, travel history, flight information, and others. The completed form can then be uploaded via the site and accessed by the relevant authorities. The Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis offered safe harbor to Ida Luna, a cruise ship under the Carnival Corporation brand, due to mechanical problems from a propeller shaft and the bearings in it. During an interview with SKNIS, Minister with Responsibility for Tourism, Transport and Ports, the Honorable Lindsay Grant, said that the Ida Luna placed a distress call to the St. Christopher Air and Seaports Authority as it was experiencing mechanical problems. And under the International Maritime Organization rules, the Federation is obliged to help them in a time of distress.
We were obliged to give them the furthest anchorage position in the Basay roadstead, which we have done. And so we expect that very shortly their engineers and their persons who would fix the vessel will be placed on that vessel and make sure that it's on its way. And so we're expecting over the next couple of days, once the matter has been sorted out, the vessel would leave the Bastia roadstead. All the protocols have been observed and abided by, and as soon as it becomes necessary to move on, they will.
There were 103 crew members on board the Ida Luna, and none of them were allowed to disembark the ship. In addition, no one from St. Kitts was allowed to embark the vessel. His Excellency Sir S.W. Tapley Seaton, Governor General of St. Kitts and Nevis, Ministers of Government, Members of Parliament, Government officials, members of the business community, and citizens and residents came out in their numbers on August 27th and 28th to pay tribute to the legacy of the late Richard Llewellyn Caines, CSM, JP. They signed a book of condolence at government headquarters on Church Street. Mr. Caines, who passed away on July 27th at the age of 87, was laid to rest on Saturday, August 29th. Thanks for viewing SKNIS Week in Review. I am Sherima Matthew. See you next week as we continue to update you, the general public, on what's happening in and around the Federation.